Thank you, Chair. In 3.1, we suggest the removal of where necessary, as it is necessary to continue to improve national policy in response to growing understandings of harm and ways to prevent it. Also within 3.1, we suggest addition of national control mechanisms with regard to the transfer of arms, recognising that the protection of civilians is directly linked to arms proliferation, and inclusion of national control mechanisms will strengthen efforts to mitigate and avoid civilian harm that supports the focus of national policy in this paragraph. In 3.3, we welcome the addition of refraining from use of explosive weapons that has the greatest impact to protecting civilians and reducing harm. In its current drafting, this paragraph frames the implementation for armed forces only. We suggest this needs broadening to beyond our armed forces to fully strengthen refraining from the use of explosive weapons. We also suggest an explicit focus on which mechanisms or entities guide the implementation of this, such as the Armed Trade Treaty. In line with the above, we suggest a new 3.4 based on our suggestions in Section 1 that would strengthen this declaration in its aim to foster behavioural change and strengthen commitment to IHL. It would read, and I quote exact verbatim from HRC Res 4120, which reads, urges all states to refrain from transferring arms when they assess, in accordance with applicable national procedures and international obligations and standards, that there is a clear risk that such arms might be used in the commission or facilitation of serious violations or abuses of international human rights law or serious violations of international humanitarian law. In 3.6, we suggest adding after international humanitarian law, a reference to international human rights law, which is in line with the rationale existing language in section 2.1. Finally, we suggest a new 3.8, recognising the need for strengthened efforts on the prevention and diversion of explosive weapons, which would read, ensure that states commit to strengthening efforts on prevention and diversion of explosive weapons in the export and import chain, as all arms transfers and acquisitions have impacts on civilians and human rights, recognising that diversion has been identified as one of the main sources of supply to non-state actors. We will send exact language in writing.